The Art of Work, Section 30. Honor your Creator in your youth, before times of trouble stretch into years when you no longer find pleasure in living. When your eyesight fails and the sun, moon, and stars fade as if clouds have returned to a clear sky. When your hands tremble, your back is bent, and it is difficult to eat with so few teeth. When you gaze out the window, but your ears are deaf to the happy songs of the people on the street. When your own voice fails, yet it takes only a chirping bird to wake you from your sleep. When your fears grow stronger and you won't leave your house. When your hair turns white and the passions of your youth lie dormant and ineffective. Honor God before the day arrives when you pass on to your eternal home and mourners file past the place you used to live. Before the silver cord breaks and the golden lamp crashes to the floor, before the well of life runs dry, its earthen vessel broken and empty. For then the dust will return to the ground it came from, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Completely futile, says Qohelet, everything we do is futile. Qohelet's poem about aging was originally written in very figurative language. He wrote, "The almond tree blossoms," and since those blossoms are white, he appears to be talking about the white hair that comes with age. I've chosen to translate the poem as both a mixture of figurative and the more literal sense of the words, and hopefully that helps to make it clear. His poem talks us through the aging process in terms we can relate to, but we often forget that until fairly recently, most every person who aged simply could not see well, hear much, chew real food, sleep peacefully, or recharge their love life. Current technology has made it possible to extend the days of our youth, and we live longer, but not always better. The process of aging still comes to all, and our entitled view of life can spoil us into thinking we should sail through it all without any problems at all. But we can't fix everything. We may be able to put on a pair of bifocals and turn up our hearing aid, but we still know our time is coming to an end, and fear can worm its way into our hearts, in spite of our best efforts to keep it at bay. Aging is designed to get us ready to leave this world, to loosen our grip on the things under the sun and get our thoughts on things to come. That is why Qohelet not only tells the young to honor God, but also says the same to those who are old, for one day, as was foretold all those years ago as we left Eden, this dust will return to the ground it came from, but the spirit will return to God who gave it. At that time, it will not matter what you pour into your efforts or how much you are worth. Nothing can stop death, and indeed, everything we do is futile. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. You can find more at www.artofwork.ca. Thanks for listening.